You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Worrying about their job and paying their bills, and that stinks. People in third world countries wake up worrying if their children will have anything to eat, and that stinks even worse. There's a way to help solve both of those problems. With USAGoodness.com, you can earn extra money working from home by helping to feed starving children in poverty-stricken areas. How great is that? Go to USAGoodness.com or call 800-301-6177.
The White House is already at odds with the new Republican Congress. Here's USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
The new Republican Congress has fast-tracked legislation to approve the Keystone XL pipeline. However, the White House says the president will veto the bill despite high bipartisan support. White House spokesman Josh Earnest explained some of their opposition.
There continues to be an outstanding question about the route of the pipeline through one part of Nebraska, and that's related to an ongoing legal matter in Nebraska. Once that is resolved, that should speed the completion of the evaluation of that project.
Senate sources say 63 senators could support the passage of the bill, but that would be far short of the number needed to override a presidential veto.
Republican John Boehner managed to hold on as Speaker of the House in a vote yesterday, but he's taking revenge on those who dared to oppose him. So far, Representatives Daniel Webster and Richard Nugent have lost their seats on the powerful House Rules Committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby from ILikeHowILook.com. I have found something that could help you lose 10 to 15 pounds in the next 30 days without starving yourself or exercising to exhaustion. Just go to ILikeHowILook.com and watch the short video. ILikeHowILook.com uses hydrolyzed collagen protein to help you lose weight and tone up. So watch the video at ILikeHowILook.com, and maybe soon you'll be saying, I like how I look.
The House has unanimously approved Republican legislation making it easier for smaller companies to avoid providing health care coverage to their workers by hiring veterans. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
The measure was approved 412-0 and is the first of many expected GOP bills aimed at the president's health care overhaul. The 2010 law is phasing in a requirement that companies with more than 50 full-time workers provide medical coverage for those workers. The House bill would exempt from that threshold veterans who already get health care from the VA or the military. In a written statement, the White House says it backs the measure, saying it supports common sense improvements in the law. Ross Simpson, Washington.
Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service says the northeast temperatures will be 10 to 15 degrees below normal this week.
That's going to translate to highs, generally speaking, in the 20s in the mid-Atlantic, but really teens to maybe near 20 in the northeast, certainly even colder than that in northern New England.
The Virginia Department of Transportation is working to turn highway carcasses into plant food. The state agency is testing the practice of turning roadkill into compost at four sites across the state using a special system that accelerates decomposition and suppresses odors. The compost is then used to control erosion and help establish grass after construction. This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started.
If you're considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Hi, I'm Glenda Webb, a professionally trained voiceover artist. With my warm, soothing, authoritative vocal style, I will capture the attention of and captivate your potential clients while clearly articulating your message. So whether you simply want a more professional sound to your voicemail, commercials to sell your products, medical or technical productions for presentation or training purposes, or anything in between. Remember, Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard. You may contact me at 908-899-1157 or at gcwvoices@gmail.com. Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Happy New Year and welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's about 3:07 on January 7th. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season, and I can't believe we're already into 2015. I'm going to give you a little update on the forecast if you're in the Northeast area. Today, this afternoon, scattered snow showers mainly before 5 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 25, blustery with a northwest wind about 23 miles per hour, gusts as high as 37 miles per hour, about 30% chance of precipitation with little or no snow accumulation expected. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 4 degrees, wind chill values as low as 13, blustery again, gusts as high as 38 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of near 18, wind chill values as low as 11 degrees. Thursday night, chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 12. Scattered flurries on Friday before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 32, and then mostly cloudy with a low around 14 on Friday night, sunny with a high of 24 on Saturday, partly cloudy with a low about 16 degrees, and then Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 35 and a low of 26 on Sunday night. I cannot believe that weather forecast. We're definitely chilling out here in New Jersey. Our guest today is calling in from California, and her name is Carolyn Enenstein. Are you there, Carolyn?
Yes, hi. Good afternoon to you.
Hi. Thank you, and good afternoon to you as well. You're out in California, so I don't think... What's your weather there?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
It's sunny and gorgeous and in the 70s today. It's unusually warm weather for this time of year. I wish I were wearing a sweater and in the snow, to be honest.
Well, this is a little ridiculous out here with this negative 16, and they're expecting it to be like for the next 24 hours, feeling like it is that cold. And we had a 68-degree weekend, you know, so it's kind of like, you know, we're getting an infusion of the Northeast weather here that we just starting up the year and have to deal with. But I'm so excited to have you on the show today. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Carolyn Enenstein is the founder of Bizzani and the CEO. So, Carolyn, let's start off. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
A little bit about myself. Let's see. I'm a mother of two, which is really where I got a lot of my inspiration for Bizzani. And my career has been in marketing to kids. I started out of school working in management consulting, which was a great way to get my feet wet, and then pursued my dream to come out to California and work for the Walt Disney Company doing marketing for all the animated movies, the DVD distribution. And then I started Bizzani a couple years ago, and it's really been a wild ride, very exciting stuff.
Tell us a little bit about what that experience has been like starting a company. Let's talk about that.
You know, it's really been a joy. I mean, I think I try to remind myself on a daily basis that in my particular situation, it was a personal choice to go the entrepreneurial route. You know, I was considering moving back into another corporate role after my kids were into kindergarten and decided that this would give me some more personal flexibility. And I try to remind myself of that on a daily basis because, you know, when you're running your own show, you do have that flexibility to manage your schedule, but you also have the burden to want to work 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So that was something that I really had to learn initially. But it's been great. We started in 2012. We launched our toys this past spring in 2014. We spent the first couple of years working on regional programs here in Los Angeles with kids where we were conducting a lot of the same kind of activities that we have in our activity kits that are available for sale nationwide now. Activities where kids can really engage in everyday fun, and we infuse all of that with some business skills. You know, we really feel that today's kids are not getting these skills. We aspire to teach them at home, but, you know, I consider myself, my situation, and most of the parents that I know, we're working very long hours, and we're doing everything online. So I'm paying my bills, I'm banking, I'm making purchases online long after the kids are asleep. So we're trying to get the message and the experiences out to the kids that most of us grew up with, seeing our parents do, and it's really quite entertaining.
Mm-hmm, I bet. And I want to talk about the activity kits in just a minute or two, but I wanted to ask you this. So do you feel like that is the mission of Bazzani, or do you want to tell us a little bit more about your mission?
Definitely. I mean, our mission is to empower today's kids and today's teens with business and life skills to thrive. I mean, I think, you know, what we really want to do is be that that organization that is available to all kids, not just kids who are interested in business for a career path, but to help all children and all adults, for that matter, to see that business skills are life skills that we all use, regardless of what path we take in life. We use them in school, we use them in the home, we use them in work. You know, everything from problem solving to negotiating to managing funds, these are skills that everybody needs to live a responsible and happy life.
Can you give us a couple examples of those? Some of the skills.
A couple examples. For example, you know, kids negotiating is something that they have to do on a daily basis on the playground. If they're in a school where they can negotiate and trade their lunches, really advocating for themselves is a skill I think that children are needing to experience more of. Negotiating with their teachers if they've got a soccer tournament, or if they've got some kind of family commitment that is in the way of some kind of deadline at school. They have to have those skills to be able to negotiate, you know, teachers, would it be okay with you if I turn it in on Monday and work on it over the weekend because I have this commitment on Friday and I won't be able to get to it. So in the school years, definitely the negotiating, problem solving and thinking creatively, just being able to work through how do you deal with the issues that occur in life? You know, I think today's kids, oftentimes from 6th, 7th grade, they're getting a phone and they're texting mom and dad when their bicycle chain breaks. You know, what should I do? My bicycle chain broke. These kind of life problems, we're trying to help kids think through what are creative possible outlets that we could go down to solve the problem ourselves so we don't have to pick up that phone call. Interviewing is another one. You know, a lot of kids have to interview for clubs that they're involved with, for schools that they might be applying to, and certainly down the path as they're going to colleges and for careers, interviewing is a skill. And it's cute. We actually, one of our activities in the classes is an interviewing game where the kids are interviewing for a job at a theme park. And they really need to think through, what skills do I bring to the table that could work for this job? And it was pretty surprising when we initially started how many kids didn't realize that they had to interview for a job. A lot of them just kind of hadn't really thought it through, but envisioned they graduate from college and then they're assigned a job.
That's so fascinating.
That they have to go seek.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just so much fun. I want to hear more about all of your activity kits. I didn't know that you had one on interviewing. I love it. And I think it's so creative that you had it for an amusement park, because, I mean, who wouldn't want to apply for that job? So that's one of we're talking right now to Carolyn, and she's the founder of Bazzani. And you can look online at their company. It's Bizaini. And they have a bunch of activity kits that are really very purposeful. So we're going to go to our quick break, and we're going to be back in a second here on Talented People. Stand by. I got a feeling
that tonight's going to be a... Come and join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to 100 here on 100inchamberradio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Our guest calling in today from California is Carolyn Enenstein, and she's the founder and CEO of a company called Bazzani. And I just want to let you know a little bit about the company. Basically, they have time-honored amusement products like holding a lemonade stand or charity bake sale, babysitting, and they're engaging that more than ever with activity kits. And they're launched by Carolyn herself in 2014. The activity kits are Parents' Choice Award winners, their Creative Child 2014 Toy of the Year. The charity bake sale kit, which I do want to talk about, is also an Oppenheim Toy for Portfolio Gold Seal Award winner, and then just recently a Santa Choice Award winner by Mariah Media. So we want to talk to you, Carolyn, about your activity kits. Tell us about them.
The activity kits, you know, in creating them, I was really trying to find something on the shelf that would engage kids in fun activities that also infused some learning related to business skills. And I just couldn't find anything that existed. Everything that I saw was kind of stodgy, and I wanted to create something that was very bold visual design and had a very playful tone with a lot of information directly from kids. So that was really key to our mission, was to make it really fun and really exciting for kids, and then to kind of tuck in some of the educational value. So we currently have three kits available for sale at Toy Fair, which is going to be in New York in about a month. We'll be announcing our next three kits, so that's very exciting. But each of the kits basically introduces an activity, kind of a timeless activity that many of us and grandparents were involved with as kids. And it provides all of the essentials to walk the kids through how to create this activity. And then it provides a book that has a lot of information so that they can have a family dialogue about not only the process, but the skills behind it. So, for example, we've got the lemonade stand, the charity bake sale, and the babysitting business kit. So lemonade and charity, those ones can be used by kids as young as about 5 with parental involvement. And the babysitting, obviously, that involves caring for kids. So that one we recommend for about 10 and up. But each of the kits has things like, in the case of the lemonade stand and the charity bake sale, they have printed banners that say lemonade for sale. And, you know, for those kids who want to have a more whimsical experience and aren't going outside to sell today, but, you know, want to plan for a few days in advance, you can flip all of those materials over and create your own more whimsical designs if you wish. So there's a banner, there's a spinner sign, which oftentimes a younger brother or sister or neighbor will love to go out on the corner and hold that sign and spin it to try to get people to stop and buy lemonade. It's very cute.
That is cute.
We also have a money box included in all of the kits, and it is on craft paper so that kids can actually decorate it. They can personalize it with their own information. If they're doing their sale for a charity, they can write down information about the charity or the cause. And then there's also a sales ledger pad. And, you know, we have found through all of our experiences in running sales that there's always that one kid who's just a little too shy to stand at the counter and interact with customers, but they love having their sales pad and tracking each sale and writing down, you know, who purchased and what they purchased and adding up the grand total. So those are the kind of materials that are included in the kits. There's also, depending on which kid it is, there's price signs, there's for the babysitting kit, there is a database management booklet, there's business cards, there's an instruction pad where the babysitter can write down mom and dad's instructions and where they'll be that evening, and lots of information to help market your business. And then all of them have a book that's anywhere from 20 to 24 pages long that has a lot of quotes from real kids and tips from their stands, and it really walks you through from start to finish how do you run your stand. Everything from your marketing plans, what's your pricing, where's your location going to be, what's your booth going to look like, and then all the way through to building a budget and then calculating profit. So there's a lot of opportunity if families can take the time to plan a sale in advance. It's there for the taking for those who want to. You know, it really starts a lot of dialogue, and we have found that parents, the more involved they get, it invokes so many memories of their childhood, of being resourceful and running their own businesses, and then it really gets them going on all the things that they could start doing with their children to encourage business savvy, to encourage money management, and just to kind of build a, more of a family experience around life skills.
And especially, I mean, all of them sound, to your point, exactly correct, but I like the charity bake sale one, because it also reminds them at an early age that they can do something that really makes a difference. And that is also, you know, probably very much enjoyed by the family, you know, all together, the parents as well.
Yes, and I will say, you know, what we find whenever we oftentimes will go out and visit some of the kids at their sales that they let us know, the charity bake sales in particular, they just feel great for everyone involved. Mm-hmm. You know, not only the kids feel great and empowered, like they're making a difference, the parents are proud because they feel, you know, confident that they are giving these skills to their kids, but the customers who are coming and spending money, they are excited that they are helping a cause. And oftentimes we encourage kids to then meet with their beneficiaries to present their funds or whatever they have to donate at the end. And seeing the smile on the beneficiaries' faces is so rewarding for the kids. So it feels great all around. It's a really special product, and we're really proud of it.
You should be. And I want to mention again, you know, your products, the activity kits that you offer, have been numerous award winners. So I'm curious to that, because I know that you started this business yourself, and you mentioned that you're going to Toy Fair in just about a month, and you've already been successful about getting these activity kits out there where they're nationally available. So what experience has that been to you? I mean, has it been as difficult as it seems like it would be? And has the awards like a Mariah Media or whatever, how have they helped your business? I'm sure they have.
Well, I mean, in terms of the Mariah Media one in particular, the Santa Choice Award, I mean, you can't get any better than getting a quote from Mrs. Claus saying every child should get one for Christmas this year. I mean, that's amazing marketing for us.
So, that is great. I don't think you can get any more than that. It gives me a little teary-eyed there, because that's the truth about that kit, I know for sure. So that really, and awards across the board. I mean, those awards that you have earned, the Parents' Choice Awards, I used to actually consult with them, and then Oppenheim, those are serious. You know, very high end awards. They're coveted, very difficult to get. So you need to know how much you should be congratulated on that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and the Oppenheim one in particular, you know, that's one where We don't seek them out. We don't apply for it. We don't pay a fee. They find us. And so we were just so thrilled for that one in particular.
I'm sure.
And, you know, the process of getting the product out there, I have been very intentional in my approach. You know, having worked at a major corporation where we had this incredible engine, we had such established distribution channels initially, I decided to go the alternate route, which was to build very slowly one store at a time. And part of the reason for that is we're essentially creating a new product category. The mm-hmm. idea of toys that teach business skills to kids is new. And, you know, there are kits categories out there. There's a whole aisle in every toy store of craft kits, you know, make shrink eatings, make necklaces, make headbands. And there's a wonderful full aisle of science kits, you know, build a volcano, make it erupt, build a clock from a potato. There's all kinds of great products. But the whole idea of a kit that's specific to a business activity is new. And so we felt that we really were going to have to prove it. And so I didn't want to go out there and try to get some major distribution and, you know, produce mass amounts of product until the product had proven itself one store at a time with those anecdotes from retailers who are knowledgeable about their customers' likes, from consumers themselves, and from the awards in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really exciting, and you know, one store at a time is a very, very unique approach for me, and I'm learning a ton and really enjoying it.
Oh, well, we are learning a ton as well by talking to you. It's very interesting. Tell us what's next for Bazzani, because we only have about a minute and a half left, and then we're going to actually have a phone call with public relations firms that actually represents Bazzani, you, Carolyn, Andrea Blaine. Andrea Blaine Public Relations has been, you know, providing services into that children's media world for a long time. And so I'm very impressed, by the way, that you have her, because I know how her work has always been extraordinary. So we're looking forward to talking to her. If you're out there listening and you want to hear a little bit more about, I'm sure she's going to talk a little bit more about your company as well. You can stay tuned after the news and weather. But really, what is next for you all?
So we're going to be making our big announcement in about 5 weeks at Toy Fair, but really the goal for us is to round out the kit line. So now what we will have is three kits. They're available for the ages 5+ and three kits for 10+. And we're rounding out the line with several products that are not seasonal. So what we found with Lemonade Stand is in markets such as yours, it's really a summer product. So we're trying to put some more products out on the market that kids can use year-round, and we can't wait to share all that information with you. And then beyond that, we're just really working on building up our distribution.
Yeah, and you sound like you're doing a great job at that. So we want you to keep us in mind and come back when you're ready to announce more of your, you know, exciting news as the year progresses by. And we just want to thank you again, Carolyn Enenstein from Bazzani, for being on the show and talking about the activity kits that you offer that are so important for anyone out there who's got kids who want to teach a lot of different lessons. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, it is as well here. Have a great day. I'm going to go ahead and go to the news and weather. And again, Carolyn, thanks for calling in.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. Three black-clad gunmen shouting Allahu Akbar Wednesday stormed the Paris offices of a satirical publication known for lampooning Islam and killed 12, including the editor. President Obama is denouncing the deadly attack on the newspaper, which has drawn criticism from Muslims. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The president calls the shooting horrific and the motives of the gunmen hateful. In a written statement, he vows to help America's oldest ally bring those responsible to justice. And Secretary of State John Kerry says attacking a controversial humor magazine is an assault on liberty itself and won't succeed.
The freedom of expression that it represented is not able to be killed by this kind of act of terror.
Kerry says it'll only strengthen the resolve of free people everywhere to defend their core values. Mark Smith at the White House.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards for shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/YouYear for details.
Today in America, people wake up worrying about their job and paying their bills, and that stinks. People in third world countries wake up worrying if their children will have anything to eat, and that stinks even worse. There's a way to help solve both of those problems. With USAGoodness.com, you can earn extra money working from home by helping to feed starving children in poverty-stricken areas. How great is that? Go to USAGoodness.com or call 800-301-6177.
The White House is already at odds with the new Republican Congress. Here's USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
The new Republican Congress has fast-tracked legislation to approve the Keystone XL pipeline. However, the White House says the president will veto the bill despite high bipartisan support. White House spokesman Josh Earnest explained some of their opposition.
There continues to be an outstanding question about the route of the pipeline through one part of Nebraska, and that's related to an ongoing legal matter in Nebraska. Once that is resolved, that should speed the completion of the evaluation of that project.
Senate sources say 63 senators could support the passage of the bill, but that would be far short of the number needed to override a presidential veto.
Republican John Boehner managed to hold on as Speaker of the House in a vote yesterday, but he's taking revenge on those who dared to oppose him. So far, Representatives Daniel Webster and Richard Nugent have lost their seats on the powerful House Rules Committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby from ilikehowilook.com. I have found something that could help you lose 10 to 15 pounds in the next 30 days without starving yourself or exercising to exhaustion. Just go to ilikehowilook.com and watch the short video. ILikeHowILook.com uses hydrolyzed collagen protein to help you lose weight and tone up. So watch the video at ILikeHowILook.com, and maybe soon you'll be saying, I like how I look.
The House has unanimously approved Republican legislation making it easier for smaller companies to avoid providing health care coverage to their workers by hiring veterans. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
The measure was approved 412-0 and is the first of many expected GOP bills aimed at the president's health care overhaul. The 2010 law is phasing in a requirement that companies with more than 50 full-time workers provide medical coverage for those workers. The House bill would exempt from that threshold veterans who already get health care from the VA or the military. In a written statement, the White House says it backs the measure, saying it supports common sense improvements in the law. Ross Simpson, Washington.
Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service says the northeast temperatures will be 10 to 15 degrees below normal this week.
That's going to translate to highs, generally speaking, in the 20s in the mid-Atlantic, but really teens to maybe near 20 in the northeast, certainly even colder than that in northern New England.
The Virginia Department of Transportation is working to turn highway carcasses into plant food. The state agency is testing the practice of turning roadkill into compost at four sites across the state using a special system that accelerates decomposition and suppresses odors. The compost is then used to control erosion and help establish grass after construction. This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
And I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. It's about 3:34 on January 7th. I hope you're having a great day, as I'm losing my voice again. I just want to give you a quick update on the current weather conditions if you happen to be in the northeast area. Scattered snow showers mainly before 5 p.m. today. Partly sunny with a high near 25. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 4 degrees. Wind chill values as low as negative 13 degrees. It is cold here. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 18. Wind chill values again as low as 11. Thursday night, chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 12. Scattered flurries on Friday before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 32, and then mostly clear on Friday night with a low about 14. Sunny on Saturday with a high of 24 and a low about 16, and then partly sunny with a high of 35 on Sunday and a low of 26. My caller today right now for the second half of Talented People, her name is Andrea Blaine, and she's with a public relations firm called Andrea Blaine PR and Public Relations, and they're located in the Chicago area. Andrea, you there?
Very cold Chicago today.
Is it cold there?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Negative 25 with a wind chill factor.
Oh, well, I thought I had it bad.
Yes.
Well, I hope you stay warm.
It is coming your way, so be prepared.
I know. I'm totally not in the mood for it, but we'll get through. All right, Andrea, first of all, I want you to tell us about your public relations company. I know you've been in servicing the children's products industry for a long time. I want to know all about it.
Sure. We've been around for almost 23 years, and we've known Jeannie for a long time when you were consulting with some other organizations. What we do is try to publicize and get reviews and awards and some press mentions for our clients' products, and we represent a vast array of clients' products. Primarily, we started in video and then went to DVD, and now DVD is kind of slowing down a little bit, so we're representing some brands that are streaming now on Amazon and Netflix. We also handle publicity for independent books and the Bazzani activity kits, of which the owner-founder was just on your show the last half hour. We look for products that are a little bit different, a little bit outside the norm, and we were excited about Bazzani because it was filling a need. There's really nothing out there that teaches financial skills to kids. So that's the kind of product that we look for, something that has a little something special about it, something a little bit extra. The books that we're handling right now, The Rootlets is coming out in March in time for National Nutrition Month, and that is a fun, great, illustrated, magical mystery about these four kids who get superpowers, and their hair are in the shape of vegetables, and they're all about healthy eating. This is a really fun book for young kids. And another book that we're handling right now is called Gollywood, Here I Come, which is a very empowering book for young girls to follow their dreams and really, really wish for something and really stick at it. The title character is a very cute turkey who ultimately winds up on some talent shows and becomes an actress in L.A., so very, very cute.
That is cute. I mean, Andrea, can you speak up a little closer, maybe to the microphone or your phone, because you sound a little bit farther away.
Sure, I can speak a little bit louder.
That's good. Okay. Yeah, that does sound great. So go ahead and tell us more.
Well, also what we've been doing is handling some top brands over the years that parents can depend on for quality entertainment and educational products. So we tend to handle a lot of top brands. We've handled DVDs for Angelina Ballerina and Shaun the Sheep, Peppa Pig, Thomas and Friends, Barney, Garfield, some toys for Baby Einstein and Mommy and Me, and then some really interesting DVDs that I don't believe are available online yet. They're called Families of the World, which introduce kids to other cultures, and they're all narrated by children. So we try to find out quality children's entertainment and educational products. We look for award winners, or we recommend our clients apply for awards because they have something special, like Bazzani, which just racked up incredible awards, especially from Mariah Media and Oppenheim and Parents' Choice. We also encourage parents to visit a website that is a personal favorite of mine. It's a nonprofit called Kids in Danger, kidsindanger.com. That's an organization, nonprofit out of Chicago that parents can go to for a list of products that have been recalled. So if I get a product that crosses my desk and I look at it and I said, that looks kind of weird, could that be a little dangerous? That's a site I might go to make sure that there's nothing wrong with this particular product. Because there's so many children's products out there, I would really encourage parents to go to this site and also the CPSC for any kind of recalled products. Granted, a lot of those are cribs and gear that's been around for a long time, so it may not come to our attention, but that's a site that we try to alert journalists and mommy bloggers and consumers to visit every once in a while to look at the kinds of products that may have a problem with them, especially now when kids have just been inundated with Christmas and Hanukkah gifts. It's a good idea to check out those sites and see what is considered dangerous or what has been recalled.
And you know, you're right. There's so many different items out there, and even to the point about with cribs and stuff. You know, a lot of times those people, you know, they sell them at garage sales, and then people don't know the dangers of them. And you know, it's really important that I'm glad you're sharing this message with all of our listeners right. out there because it is so important.
And I think that's really important. Whenever you purchase something for a kid, that it's kid oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the products, if not all the products, are kid-driven that we handle. For instance, in this book, The Rootlets, the four main characters are kid-driven, and they work together to solve a mystery. In Gollywood, Here I Come, this other book, again, it's a kid-driven vehicle. So when you get an activity kit like Bizzani that's kid-driven, it has a kid's interest more than a parent telling a kid how to do something. So it really, these kinds of products that we represent empower kids. We can invite parents to come along and view the program with them or engage in holding the charity bake sale with the kids, but all the products seem to be more kid-driven as opposed to a parent telling a child how to do something.
Right. And it's interesting that you say that, though, because when we were just talking about the Bizzani items, too, like the charity bake sale and everything, therefore everyone in the family gets to be, you know, involved with that. So I don't know. I really like those. I like their theme. I know that you've been around, you know, representing some of the greatest companies for so long. You know, it's very impressive, actually. So
Thank you. Well, we try to look for something that's quality. You know, every child is going to look at some cartoon violent-oriented program. We all grew up with them. They're all here to stay. So it instead of trying to turn the TV off or turn that iPad off or limiting kids' time on these devices, we know, you know, a lot of times these kids have to make up their own minds. So let's give them some quality stuff while they're watching some that may be not that quality-oriented. Thomas the Tank Engine has very great messages about friendship and loyalty and camaraderie. The book, Gollywood, Here I Come, about a little girl pursuing her dreams. I mean, it's perfect for little kids trying out for a soccer team or the baseball team or a ballet class. You know, keep at it. So it's really important that parents seek out not only the most popular toys, videos, streaming, games, whatever, but also ones that encourage kids to empower themselves and to learn about the world around them. There's a whole lot of product out there. And some of the best ways to find the best product, there's really not one single source. I would encourage parents to read their favorite mom blogs that do product reviews, to go to the awards organizations like Mariah Media, like Oppenheim, like Dr. Toy, like Parents' Choice, and look at those award winners because those have been deemed honorary by usually an impartial group of educators or people in the business of children's entertainment who understand children's needs and what works for them. So that's real important for us when we do take on a new product, if there's a potential for an award winner or if it's already won an award. But parents out there, there are places to check and really do so about the kind of product that you're purchasing for your child. Back in November and December, we had a lot of holiday gift guides, and now they're kind of winding down. So you can go to the parents.com website or Working Mother or any of the other Scholastic Child and Parent places that do product reviews, and that'll give you a guide for choosing really good products for your kids.
It's true, and I do agree with you. Like, you know, after, like, you do get a little bit of a barrage, you know, with all different types of things to look at, and then after the holidays go, it's nice to look at the award sites and those that have the listings of those products, because they never stop coming along. It's nice to have someone else do the work a little bit first, make sure they're appropriate.
Well, and there's such a multitude out there. Just go to Amazon, and it's just pages and pages and pages. How does the parent, you know, decide what to get the child? This can be very difficult.
Right. We're going to run to our quick break right now. This is Andrea Blaine. She's calling in from Andrea Blaine Public Relations. And I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. It's about 3:45 on January 7th. We'll be right back after those few messages.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hi, I'm Glenda Webb, a professionally trained voiceover artist. With my warm, soothing, authoritative vocal style, I will capture the attention of and captivate your potential clients while clearly articulating your message. So whether you simply want a more professional sound to your voicemail, commercials to sell your products, medical or technical productions for presentation or training purposes, or anything in between, remember, Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard. You may contact me at 908-899-1157 or at gcwvoices@gmail.com. Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. It's about 3:50 in the afternoon on the 7th of January. Hope you're having a nice New Year's. Our guest call in today, her name is Andrea Blaine, and she is with Andrea Blaine Public Relations. Andrea, tell us a little bit more. I wanted to ask you, we understand about your clients, mostly the children's products, higher end type of clients. But tell us a little bit about public relations and what you do at your company.
Well, we promote our clients' products through a mix of social media and traditional journalism outreach. We write press releases, we write stories, we write anything that's relating to the product, and then we either if it's appropriate, we post on Facebook or we tweet out a press release, or we're pinning photos, anything to get the word out about our clients' products. We deal a lot with the mommy bloggers. They are absolutely a wonderful bunch of people to work with. We send out product for reviews. A lot of times the mommy bloggers do giveaways and they comment on each other's blogs, so the reach can be into the millions for any particular kind of product. Believe it or not, there are still a few newspapers out there and a few magazines, so again, we do try to get some mentions of our clients' products in some newspapers and some magazines, but more and more everything is moving online. And in a way, it makes our job a little bit easier because Facebook is now the community where it used to be moms talking over the fence. And now a mom can find a great children's product, post about it on Facebook, and so it can spread the word so fast and so easily. It's just a wonderful, wonderful tool. The same thing with tweeting out information. So I really encourage parents, if they find something of quality for their kids, tweet about it, post about it, pin it, and let's let other folks hear about those products as well.
And, you know, that does apply across the board to almost every industry, even if it's not parenting items. We happen to be specializing on that today and talking about your company. But I always am interested when our listeners, you know, ask, and a lot of times, you know, any company in any category, they feel like writing a press release is like applying for a grant or something. Overwhelming thing. But like you say, with the social media opportunities, you know, you can put something together, put it out there, and, you know.
Exactly. The whole PR community, marketing PR community has changed. There are still some things that are traditional with a press release, but more and more things are going social media all the way. But, you know, there's a few people, myself included, I love to get that Chicago Tribune and Chicago Sun-Times and read that with my morning tea in the morning. So we try to fulfill all of the journalists' needs, whether they be mommy bloggers or Facebook followers or Twitters, whatever outlet can write about or post about our clients' products, that's who we pursue.
Right, and I'm sure that as the generation of moms and so on that are coming into, they're only online, so
yes,
that's where it's going to always be. It's growing even more.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think it's a nice advantage, like you said.
Well,
to be,
there's an advantage right now. It's minus 25 degrees wind chill factor. You know, I don't really want to go out to a toy store and buy a toy.
Right, right.
So go online, buy your toy, and talk to other moms about it. You know, it's not great weather for shopping.
That's so true. It really is. So now, what's the future like for you and your company? Is there anything you'd like to share with everybody out here?
Well, I think what we're going to do is really get more focused into social media. In fact, we just hired a social media expert. I'm very excited about it. Her name is Danielle Perlin, and she's going to be handling more and more of the social media for all of our clients if they wish. And we're going to be doing less and less with DVDs because they do seem to be going away, and more into books and e-books and apps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that will be the future of Andrea Blaine PR. Look for more books, look for more apps, look for more streaming and more social media.
Is there, well, I guess that probably falls hand in hand with the same thing as far as social media and those types of products because they're just as easy to promote directly.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we're already at the end of our show just about, and I just wondered if there's anything else you wanted to share.
I just wanted to just give the website again for Kids in Danger,
mm-hmm.
and that's www.kidsindanger.org. And also, if anybody's interested in our services, they can check out our website, and that is www.andreablainepr.com. Thank you so much for having us. It was really a lot of fun. It was great catching up with you.
Always, it's so nice to talk to you. I'm so, you know, congratulations are in order for everything that you do and for your clients. And I wish you all the best for 2015.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
Okay, thanks.
Take care.
You too. That's Andrea Blaine. She is the founder of Andrea Blaine Public Relations out in the Chicago area. I've known her for a long time. She has extraordinary clients, by the way. So if you happen to be online and you go to her website, AndreaBlainPR.com, AndreaBlainPR.com, you could see the clients, the coverage, some of the award-winning products, and learn more about her. Again, I highly approve and recommend her if you're out there and you have a product that's related to the children's marketplace that you're looking for public relations with. So we're going to go to our next show after the news and weather. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People ending at 3:56 today on January 7th. After when we resume at 4:03 or so, we're going to be on our Parenting Matters show, and it's sponsored by Privo. Privacy Online Matters. We want to take a look at the website, privo.com. And our guest today is author and award winner, and he's going to be in studio in just a short few minutes. Stand by.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Do you want to lose the weight or keep it off for the rest of your life? There is a difference. My name is Dawn Moore. I am a certified health coach who uses a Take Shape for Life approach to help my clients lose weight, eat healthy, and live longer. Call me at 908-303-5334 or email me dawn@moreandbetterhealth.com, your prescription for living a healthy, energetic, and intentional life.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. Masked gunmen stormed the Paris offices of a satirical newspaper Wednesday, killing 12 people before escaping. USA's Russ Jones has more.
It was France's deadliest terror attack in at least two decades. Through an interpreter, French President Francis Hollande called the attack on the Charlie Hebdo Weekly, which has frequently drawn condemnation from Muslims, a terrorist attack without a doubt.
Nobody must think that in France anyone can go against the spirit of the Republic and attack the symbol of freedom.
A manhunt is currently underway for what is believed to be at least two gunmen. I'm Russ Jones.
The spokeswoman for the Paris prosecutors says the editor and a cartoonist for the satirical French newspaper targeted by the gunmen are among the 12 people killed in the attack. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic99.com. Watch for free at Diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to diabetic99.com.
Senator Charles Schumer is calling for daily federal screening of airport and airline workers for weapons following last month's arrests of five people accused of smuggling guns through the New York and Atlanta airports. The New York Democrat, joined by Brooklyn District Attorney Kenneth Thompson, is asking the Transportation Security Administration to immediately require all U.S. airports to screen staff when they start work. Currently, pilots and flight crews pass through the TSA metal detectors, but Schumer says many employees who work in the secure sections of the airport are exempt. The White House says President Barack Obama will veto legislation that would increase his health care law's definition of a full-time worker from 30 to 40 hours per week. Republicans say the health law's 30-hour requirement is encouraging companies to cut workers' hours. The White House said in a statement Wednesday there is no evidence the law has caused a broad shift to part-time work. This is the USA Radio Network. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helps.